In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We continue with the 37th Psalm. Trust in the Lord and do good. Let me tell you, if you are trusting in the Lord for your salvation, you will do good. You will do good. It's just the way it is. That this is a very important line. It's a very important verse, verse 3. Do good. In other words, we are to show the character of Jesus Christ in our lives. Not only do we say, I trust in the Lord Jesus, but by my actions, you can see I'm different. You know, we've been feeding the poor in Boston for about 7 or 8 years. I don't even know how long. And it's been every single Saturday that people have been going out and feeding the poor. You might say, oh, that's wonderful. That's justice. You know, it's not charity. It's justice because these people are homeless. I was so taken when I went for the first time in a long time and they had a birthday card for me. Your brothers and sisters who are homeless, my Lord, that they took the time to buy a card and say, your brothers and sisters who are homeless. And let me tell you, if we are trusting in the Lord, we will do good. We will do good. The scripture says that we are to shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation. The scripture says that by our doing good, they will know that we are children of the Father, because the Father is always doing good, especially he gave Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall you dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. If you trust in the Lord and do good, you don't have to worry about your daily bread, because the Lord will provide. Trust in the Lord and do good. You don't have to worry about your daily bread. The Lord will provide. I am a firm believer of the provision of Jesus Christ to those who trust in him. I am a firm believer of the provision that God gives for those who trust in him. But you've got to know this. Your provision is in God, not in people. Your provision is in God. I kind of get upset when I see Christians courting the rich, not because the rich don't need the gospel. Of course they do, but courting the rich because they have something to give me. I get kind of upset about that. You know, we are to do good to those people that Jesus did good to, you know, to the poor and the needy. Delight thyself in the Lord. Delight thyself in the Lord. Seek his face, not his hands. Delight thyself in the Lord. Jesus, I choose you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Just to be able to say that. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. I need you, but I love you. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus, even when my voice is hoarse. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I delight in Jesus, because he is my Lord. Delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. You know, these desires of our heart do not come from us. They come from God, if they're really the desires of our heart. He will bring to light the desires of our heart. And how he does that is he does it in his own way, in his own time. And that's the way it is. He does it in his own way, in his own time. Commit your way unto the Lord. Commit your way unto the Lord. You know, how many people seek to do the will of the Father, the will of Christ Jesus, the will of the Holy Spirit? I know when people come to me and they say, I want to do God's will. I say, you know what? You're going to do it because there aren't many people who want it. You're going to do it because there aren't many people who want it. You want to do God's will? Well, let me tell you, you can do God's will, and you will do God's will. Just seek the face of the Lord. If you want to do God's will, He will open a door for you that He alone can only open. I remember going with Sister Mary Elizabeth at a conference or a day of recollection. Mary Elizabeth was a contemplative Carmelite, and I told her I'd drive her home, and she was talking to me, you know, and as we're talking, she said, Tommy, do you want to do God's will? I said, yes, I do, sister, because I didn't know what it was at that time. She said, if you want to do God's will, He will move heaven and earth for you so that you'll do it. Well, I thought sister had been praying too long, you know. She's a little soft, but you know what? I found that to be true. He will move heaven and earth if you want to do God's will. He will show you, but then as He shows you, you've got to move into it. You've got to move into it. I didn't really, I wanted to do God's will, but I didn't want to go into the seminary. I wanted to be ordained a priest without the seminary. Well, you know what? Who did I think I was? That's so stupid. That's so stupid. But you know what? The Lord led me to the seminary. The Lord opened doors for me that only He could open for me. That's the way it is. Why? Because I sought the Lord and I wanted to do His will. And His will was would take 5 years in the seminary. And I'll just remember when I was in the prayer service, when we had morning prayer. It's called Lourdes, L-A-U-D-S, Lourdes. I remember the devil saying to me, you've got 5 years to be in this place. It was like he was on my left shoulder, and the right shoulder was the angel of God. I have nothing better to do for the next 5 years. I said, I'm going to listen to that voice, not to the other voice. I have nothing better to do for the next 5 years. And you know what? That was true. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And He brought it to pass. I was ordained a priest by the will of God and by the will of the church. Isn't that something? Trusting in the Lord, He'll bring it to pass. He'll bring it to pass, whatever it is, whatever it is, whatever the desire of your heart is. My desire was to preach the Word of God. My desire was to preach the Word of God. And you know what? Here I am on radio, preaching the Word of God. That was my desire. That was my desire. I wanted to do it full time. And you know what? God opened the doors for me. That was my desire. And He gave me the desire of my heart. And you know what? He said, the gift that I give you will bring you into the houses of many great men. Little did I know that I'd be in your house today. Little did I know that I'd be in your car today. Little did I know that I'd be in your office today. But you know what? Through the miracle of radio, I can be with you and I can speak to you what the Lord says. And you know, I'm not the only one who speaks God's word. I'm not so stupid. But I am grateful that the Lord has given me this opportunity to praise Him and to speak His word to you. Yes, to you. Trust in the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. Also in Him trust, and He shall bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and the judgment as the noonday. How do we show ourselves righteous? By doing good, by observing the commandments, by worshiping God, by worshiping the Lord, and by doing good. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Oh, yes. Now, this is the hard part. Rest in the Lord. As I said yesterday, the Hebrews in front of them had the Red Sea, and in back of them they could hear Pharaoh's armies rest. And Moses told them to be still. That's what God told Moses to tell the people. Rest in the Lord. You know, once you've done all that you have to do, then you trust and rest in the Lord. That doesn't mean we don't do things. You know, I have people that are discerning for the last 17 years, and they've never really done what God called them to do. Yes, it's important to discern, but you know what? The time is short. The time is short. You've got to move. You've got to move into it. Whatever it is, whatever it is. Maybe the Lord is calling you to preach His word. Maybe He's calling you to the nations. You know, stop discerning. If He's calling you, pray for light that you would be able to do this. You know, the Lord told me that there would be many people that would come to me from other nations. And I kind of doubted Him. I said, who would ever want to come to the end of Point Shirley from other nations? I have had people from the Holy Land, from Italy, from Poland, from Ghana, from Kerala, all around India. I've had people from so many countries, Poland especially. Little did I know that when the Lord said, you won't be able to go out to all these nations, but I'm going to bring them to you, I kind of said, well, you know what? That's nice, but that's what I want to hear. But you know what? The Lord brought it to pass. When I rested in the Lord and waited patiently for Him, you know, I just remember the first time people came. They were from Africa. Oh, yes. I'll never forget it. It was in the morning. After the first Mass, the Lord said, I want you to celebrate by giving them breakfast. I said, I'm tired. He says, I told you I was going to send people from all around the world. And Tamru was there. And I knew Tamru would live with me. I knew all these things. All these things. People from Africa. Just, you know, it's amazing how God brings things to pass when He asks us to rest in Him and wait patiently for Him. And when He brings it to pass, we have to get onto it. You know, I could have said, I'm not going to have breakfast this morning. I'm too tired and I have another Mass to celebrate. But you know what? I said, I'm going to have breakfast and I'm going to celebrate the fact that God sent these people to me. That was the open door. I know if I didn't invite them to breakfast, I know that the door would not be as open, because I did what the Lord wanted me to do. Trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in the Lord and then rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way. Don't worry about the one who's prospering. You have no idea what troubles he or she has. You say, oh, but I'm a child of God, and they are a people of the world. Listen, fret not yourself because of the person who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth forth wicked devices to pass. Don't envy them, and don't fret. What you have is what you need. What you have is what you need. It's as simple as that. What you have is what you need. And God will provide the rest, but you've got to do the footwork also. You know, I know there are people who wait for the Lord to comb their hair. No, the Lord's not telling you, I'm going to comb your hair. You have to comb your hair yourself. They wait for the Lord, you know, for a job, but they don't make applications. When you're waiting for the job, you have to pray to be led and make applications and pray that God would bring you to the place that you've got to do. In other words, you've got to do the footwork. You know, if you're going to work, you need to make applications. It just doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. And don't fret because the wicked are prospering. Don't fret. Let God deal with the wicked. You just need to deal with Jesus and yourself. They're none of your business, and they're none of my business. Cease from anger. Forsake wrath. Fret not yourself in any wise to do evil. In other words, cease from anger. Forgive the people that have hurt you. Forgive them. Ask the Lord for the gift of forgiveness. I don't want to hold anyone from the Lord. I don't want to hold anyone from the Lord. And you see, in anger, I can hold people from the Lord because they didn't give me what I needed. Lord, forgive them. They didn't know how. They didn't know how. They didn't know how. How can I expect someone to give me something that they didn't have? You see, that's why we are in a fatherless generation. We are in a fatherless generation. Why? Because our fathers have never been fathered, and they don't know how to father. That's a very difficult thing. We're in a fatherless generation. But you know what? There's no need of fretting about that. Say, I want to start today. I want to start today. I want to father my children. I want to spend time with my children. I want to go on rides with my children. I want to take my daughter out to breakfast. I wasn't fathered, but I'm going to learn how to father, even if it takes me months and years. I'm going to make time for my children. I'm going to make time for my wife. I'm going to make time. I'm going to make time. Cease from anger. That's a forgive. Forsake wrath. Fret not yourself in any wise to do evil. You know, don't do evil. Don't sin. It doesn't pay. It doesn't pay. Get off that internet in plain English. If that internet leads to sin, get off of it. Get off of it. Please. It is a big temptation. It is a big temptation because no one's looking but you and God. It is a big temptation. And I'm telling you, for the priests especially, you know, they can be lonely. They can be lonely. And they don't have anything some night. And they go on the internet and they go looking at things that they shouldn't be looking at. Not only priests, but also people. Also people. They can be looking at things they shouldn't be looking at, you know, because they're lonely or because they're hungry or because they're angry. You know, that's very sad. That's very sad. That's very sad. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Those who wait upon the Lord and want to do his will inherit the earth. Hallelujah. For yet a little while, I'll repeat it, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. They shall not be. Yes, you shall diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Oh, my Lord, that is what God gives. He gives peace. Jesus said, my peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives it. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except through me. This is real. This is real. This is real. And he gives peace. He gives peace. He gives peace to those who do his will. I was praying with the man today, the man that has tumors in his head, and he had such peace. He says, I have such peace of mind, such peace of mind. He says, I don't feel scattered. That's the Lord. The Lord gives shalom when we seek him. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes upon him with his teeth, but the Lord shall laugh at them. For he sees that his day is coming. Let me tell you this. If someone has literally shafted you, I want to tell you this. Forgive them. Let God deal with them. Let God deal with them. You don't have to deal with them. You don't have to deal with them. You don't have to get hateful about it. Just forgive them and say, God, deal with them. And pray that he deals with them to bring salvation. To bring salvation. To bring salvation through the blood of Jesus. You know, a lot of people take advantage of our goodness. And you know what? When people take advantage of our goodness, that hurts. That hurts because, you know, they're only seeking goodness of the person. But you know what you have to do? You have to forgive them. You have to forgive them. You have to forgive them by the grace of God. You cannot forgive without the grace of God. You have to forgive them. And when you forgive them, you turn them over to the Lord, and you pray that they receive Jesus, that someone comes and preaches the gospel to them. It's so important. It's so important. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. In other words, you know, no one can snatch you out of the hands of Jesus. No one could snatch you out of the hands of the Father. If people are trying to do wicked to God's people, wickedness to God's people, I'm telling you, they're going to have to go through the hands of the Lord. And I pity them. That's why, you know what? I want to serve God's people. I don't want to hurt them. Because if I try to hurt God's people, what happens is I am going through the hands of the Lord, and He will see that I get my just due. But the same with me. If people try to hurt me because they don't like me, I've done something that I shouldn't have done, you know, even if I didn't even know it, you know, just forgive me. Don't try to hurt me, because if you try to hurt me, you're going through the hands of the Lord. So, you know, we've all been ripped off, you know. You know, we've all been ripped off. And we've got to forgive the people who've ripped us off. Our parents did the best that they could. Our parents did the best that they could. And nobody was perfect. Nobody had the perfect family except Jesus. He had the perfect family. And we see that the perfect family touched him and grew him up. The perfect family, you know, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, there's a perfect family. But the rest of us have broken families. The rest of us have broken families. Our families have not been what we needed. Why? My poor dad lost his father when he was a baby. My poor dad was very bright. Oh, yeah. They wanted to send him to a special school. But my grandmother said, no, he's got to go to work for the family. So my poor dad went to work at 15, 16 years old and slaved. You know what I'm saying? So he never was fathered. And, you know, he never was fathered. How could I expect him to father me? And my poor mother, her mother was sick from when she was a little girl. And my mother's mother was in the hospital for years and years and years. So my mother was not mothered or fathered. So how could I expect perfection from my family? Can't expect perfection from my family because they were broken. They were broken. How can I expect perfection from me? I'm broken. But you see, what we need to do is to give the broken pieces to the Lord. Here I am, Lord. I come just as I am. I give you all the broken pieces. Take my life as it is. I give you all the broken pieces. I am yours and you are mine. I give you all the broken pieces. Never let anything work against me. Let it work for me. Let it work for me. A little that righteous man has is better than the riches of the wicked. A little that the righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. Why? My mother would often say, you know, I just want peace. If I have to eat bread and onions and oil, that's good enough for me. You know, the little that you have is better than what the evil person has in abundance. Why? Because Jesus has you, and you have Him. Don't worry about other people, what they have or what they don't have. You just be grateful for what you have. Today, if you're eating a bologna sandwich, if you're eating a bologna sandwich, just be grateful that the bologna is good. You know, if you're eating a tuna fish, be grateful for the tuna fish. If your car runs, be grateful for your car. Be grateful. Gratitude is so important, to have an attitude of gratitude. Father, I want the gift of gratitude. I want the gift of gratitude, because so many times I take things for granted. I want the gift of gratitude. I want to be so thankful for what you give me. Not on Thanksgiving Day alone next week, but every day is Thanksgiving. I want to be grateful for all you have given me. I want to be grateful for all you have given me. I want to be grateful that you have given me yourself. I want to be grateful that you have trusted me with the people that hear me today. You have trusted me because you know that I don't want anything out of for myself. I want to just preach the word of God as purely as I can. But you know, Lord, I'm not 100% pure. I'm not like ivory soap, 99 9/10% pure. I want to be more pure. Blessed are the pure of heart. They shall see God. I want to be pure of heart. But only you can give me that gift. Only you can give me that gift. I want to be more pure than I am. I want to be as pure as the new fallen snow. I want to be pure. And I want to be filled with gratitude. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the word of God. The word of God. Hallelujah. How blessed I am that I could come into your homes, into your automobiles, into your offices, and preach the word of God, the word of trust, the word of rest, rest in the Lord. Oh, he promises to give us that rest, that Sabbath rest in Hebrews. And he told me one day, that Sabbath rest, you'll be able to do more work than you've ever done before as the Lord gives you that rest in your heart. You don't have to bring things to pass either. The Lord will bring things to pass. You just need to be absolutely sold on Jesus, absolutely delighting yourself in Jesus. If you do that and trust in him, he will give you the desires of your heart. Listen, I need to hear from you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. You haven't sent me anything ever? You listen to me? Well, you know what? Today is the day. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. And as our Blessed Mother said, do whatever he tells you to. And I'm going to end with the Angelus. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to thy word. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And the word became flesh. His name is Jesus. The word became flesh because a little woman named Mary said yes, yes, yes. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.